A Christian woman is murdered in Egypt. Christians are still a target in Syria, and you can help human trafficking victims by getting your hands dirty. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Muslim Brotherhood radicals are being blamed for a horrific murder. 25-year-old Mary George, a Christian woman, was in a suburb of Cairo when it happened. She was delivering medicine to an elderly woman near a church. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says the mob attacked following prayers, which many believe stirred up the group.
The mob started banging on her car, eventually climbed up on top of the car. The roof began to collapse. Then they dragged her out and beat her and stabbed her until she was dead.
Radical elements of Islam are still strong in Egypt. Nettleton's concerned, especially with the presidential election scheduled next month.
This is really going to be a challenge for whoever the new leader is to get the Muslim Brotherhood back under control and to really provide law and order and to provide protection for Egypt's minorities, including our Christian brothers and sisters.
BOM's distributing Bibles, supporting the church, and more. Sign up for their free newsletter through our website. Next, desperation is growing for Syrian believers in Homs. Their spiritual leader, Father Franz Vanderluck, was recently killed by masked gunmen. Jerry Dykstra of Open Doors USA says it's a tough loss for the handful of Christians still left in this besieged city.
He was the one who helped the elderly and disabled and tried to get food into that area and was a spokesman also for the Syrians on an international basis. They face dwindling supplies and a very dangerous area, and so their future is very unknown.
Open Doors works with local believers to deliver emergency supplies to Syrian refugees. People are responding to this demonstration of Christ's love.
Many of the Christians are sharing these supplies with their Muslim neighbors, and many Muslims are coming to Christ because of that.
You can read the full story and find specific ways to pray at our website. This is Mission Network News. While Christians are afraid to reach out to Muslims, Call of Love Ministries is doing just that. The ministry's founder, Samia Johnson, tells us their work is more than telling Muslims about Christ. It's empowering you.
We also disclose the truth about Islam to awaken believers to God's heart for the Muslims by providing practical tools and teaching.
Call of Love uses media, cultural events, conferences, and more to reach Muslims. While North American outreach is promising, it's exploding in the Middle East.
We have noticed that God works among Muslims where there is persecution, where there's oppression, where there's war, like in Syria.
Johnson says they're reaching Syrian refugees in Lebanon, while Egyptians are also turning to Jesus.
After the Arab Spring, Muslims discovered the lies of Islam, and Christians are winning the war.
Watch a new documentary on their work in Syria at our website. Meanwhile, children in Zambia are now living in freedom from witchcraft, thanks to Kids Alive International workers. Abandoned by their parents, a young brother and sister were selling charcoal on the streets to survive. Their grandfather would torment them with witchcraft. But since Kids Alive rescued the kids and introduced them to Christ, they found hope. That whole story is on our website. Ask the Lord to rescue other kids trapped in witchcraft. And if you want to help bring freedom to over 27 million modern-day slaves, it's going to take more than a donation, right? Would you be willing to get a little dirty climbing seven mountains? Then Operation Mobilization's Freedom Climb might be for you. In July, climbers are raising money and awareness for OM projects, bringing gospel hope to human trafficking victims. Click on the link at our website for details. You better hurry, though. Registration closes Tuesday. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Extreme poverty results in malnutrition, disease, illiteracy, and deep spiritual depravity. To help you pray, Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids and their parents. Find out how to pray for kids in specific countries around the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.